right now, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. And luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Bush correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got a juicer, and he's going to squeeze the sin right out of you.
Okay.
And the pump.
Okay. First, I just want to say thanks for coming to Boston. That was pretty interesting. A lot of people were excited to see you. People were asking me where you were from. It was great.
Well, that was a horrifying experience, Mark. It took me 4 hours and a whole can of Ajax to scrub off the taint of Massachusetts liberal.
Oh, come on.
Deeply unclean, immoral experience,
come
Mark.
On.
I could definitely taste some gay in the water.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Tasted gay.
You got over it, didn't you, Lawton? All right.
I suppose.
All right, listen. This morning we're going to talk about church and state.
Church, Mark.
Okay, right.
State
right.
And church emerge. Sturch.
Okay,
you'll
all right.
get used to that word before long. Sturch.
Yeah,
that word's right there on the Ten Commandments.
Sturch is not on the Ten Commandments. You're out of your
you
mind.
You used the word, don't
right,
you?
And hey, all right, I got an 11th commandment for you. Thou shalt not display the Ten Commandments on government property. How about that?
Mark, if the church doesn't display the Ten Commandments in public schools or courthouses, where are we going to put them?
Well, just off the top of my head, how about church? How about that? In church?
You're missing the big picture, buddy. When people are contemplating a public monument displaying the Ten Commandments, it keeps them from having public gay sex.
What are you talking
about?
It's
like throwing a bucket of cold water on folks. It's not like that Charlton Heston movie, The Ten Commandments, which I understand is a big favorite among homosexuals.
You know,
the Vernon Bush, Yul Brynner, all
right,
that.
Okay, all right. But half of the Ten Commandments aren't even about morality, all right? Stop that. They're rules of religious worship, not the basis for laws. You understand? Thou shalt not worship any other god, make a graven image, say the Lord's name in vain, break the Sabbath, dishonor parents. You can't get arrested for any of those things, buddy.
Well, not yet, no. A newly appointed Bush Supreme Court's going to change all that. You can just relax.
Oh, wait, listen to me. Church. Unfortunately, you may have a point. Right? That's sad. But here's my point. As long as most of these commandments aren't even laws, why should we hang them on public walls as if they were Christmas decorations?
Well, okay, because the Ten Commandments remind us of the deeper meaning of the holidays. I mean, of course, Christmas is a time for buying material goods on credit for people who don't want or need them, but it's also about shame and sin and moral degradation.
Well, that's a cheery holiday thought.
Well, no, Mark, hang on. That's a cheery Christmas thought, okay? Because Jesus Christ came into the world to remind us that peace on earth is the most precious gift of all.
Well, Lawton, I may not agree with you on the Jesus part, but I do agree that right now, considering the state of this world, peace would be the greatest gift this world could. What is it?
Bicycle.
Oh, all right.
All I ever wanted for Christmas was a bicycle.
Okay.
A little boy, shiny red bike.
Okay.
Daddy thought a mechanized vehicle would give me the sin of pride. So all I got was socks and underpants.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Used socks and underpants.
No,
but I wanted a bike.
Oh.
I wanted a red bike with a banana seat and a belt.
All right. It's okay, buddy. It's so sad. It's okay, buddy. See where it all comes from? Oh, see where it comes from. Okay, buddy, let it out. Let it out, man. You all right? Okay, all right. You all right? Okay, all right.
Ten Commandments in public, 20 feet tall.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Sturch.
No. All right, buddy.
It should be better than you.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Lawton. Yeah,
God loves you.
All right, thanks for the breakthrough. All right.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
I didn't think he was going to return this time.
Sturch. Can you believe it? Sturch.